sixth-year cornerback Justin Bethel did something this offseason that isn't typical for Pro Bowl players. He took a pay cut, choosing to stay with the team and bet on himself.
To me, betting on myself just means me knowing how good I can be, especially, you know, after how I ended the season last year.
Pick six by Bethel.
It's kind of saying that I know I can play at that level throughout the season, and that I can be a starting cornerback and I can go do these things. So at the end of the day, I know that if I go out there and play like I can, everything else will take care of itself.
After fighting through a broken foot during the 2016 season, Bethel is ready to show his worth with a clean bill of health.
Football in general, everything, you have to be able to use your feet. The first half of the season pretty much was pretty bad. I obviously couldn't play to the capabilities that I wanted to. Football is already difficult as it is, and having to play with something that's bothering you or something that you're worried about, it definitely makes it a lot tougher.
Playing opposite All-Pro cornerback Patrick Peterson is a demanding job. Last season, Peterson was the least targeted corner in the league, according to Pro Football Focus. The new starting corner sees that opportunity as an honor.
Knowing that you're going to get a lot of balls thrown your way means that you get a chance to really make a lot of plays and, you know, get a chance to go out there and make a name for yourself. So for me, I look forward to it. It's like, okay, I know I'm going to get opportunities now. When these opportunities come, am I going to be prepared? And am I going to be able to capitalize on all the moments that come?
Bethel did just that on his first defensive snap of the season.
Shotgun snap to Stafford, pumps to the right, now throws short over the middle, intercepted by the Cardinals, picked off by Bethel at the 30, running near side at the 40, at the 50-yard line, cuts back to the right at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, he'll score! The first touchdown of the year for the Cardinals, it's a defensive score!
NFL players are typically intense between the white lines, but Bethel marches to the beat of his own drum.
I like to have fun. Obviously, I'm always smiling. I'm always laughing and looking for a good time. So I'll go out there and like joke with guys. Especially, I know one thing I used to do at Gunner all the time is when I get advice, I'm like, oh man, here we go again. Y'all doing this again? Y'all gonna advise me? Somebody go over to the other side or something like that. So if I'm smiling and happy, it's easier for me to play loose than if I'm like angry and, you know, trying to be hard on all this stuff. So I would definitely say I'm the happy corner.
The happy corner tackled a new project this offseason, making music with his brothers.
This offseason, me and my brothers, we released a CD, a jazz CD. It's called House of Bethel. It's on iTunes. You can get it if you want it.
Bethel's youngest brother, Gabriel, majored in music and spearheaded the efforts of the jazz trio.
My brother, he went and got a degree in jazz studies, and so he wrote a lot of the music. He composed a lot of the music. For me, I had a pretty easy job. It was just show up and play the drums. Kind of wanted to be on the back burner. I didn't want it to be like, oh, it's Justin Bethel and he got some people with him doing something. It's a family thing, and it's more so, I wanted to be more so my little brother's thing because he's the one who put a lot of the work into it.
Entering the NFL out of a small Presbyterian program, Bethel made an immediate impact on special teams. His performance earned him 3 straight Pro Bowl selections as a specialist. The sixth-year pro now has his sights set on returning, this time as a corner.
I think now, you know, at the point of where my career is, it's not just, you know, going back as a special teams Pro Bowler. For me, it's now taking those skills and applying it to corner and trying to be a Pro Bowl corner. So that's my goal, and I got to go out there and do whatever I can to make that happen.